Okay, Sean, we're going to say today's daf is Pesach of Daf Yud Tes. We're at the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, about, let's say, two-thirds of the way down, about 10 lines up. At Amar Le Ravina Le Rav Ashi. We had just said that Rabbi Yossi's Shita, when Rabbi Yossi said that liquids can be metame, other foods, that was within the Shita. He was really quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, but he doesn't actually hold like that. We had also mentioned that Rabbi Akiva holds that he has a drasha, and that a sheni can create a shlishi when it comes to chulin. I mean, usually we assume that regular chulin stops at a sheni, but Rabbi Akiva has a drasha that it leads to a shlishi. And so therefore, Ravina is about to say, just to clarify, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, even though you might have thought that they would agree with each other. Yesterday we had said the Rabbi Yossi had said that the word yitame, the word yitma in the pasuk can be read as yitame, and that would teach me that liquids can be metame food midaraisa. And the Gemara, the unspoken question the Gemara is about to have, doesn't really ask this, but I mean the assumption has been is that theoretically that should also lead me to think that a sheni can make something a shlishi midoraisa. So that's what Rashi explains. So the question is like this: Amalei Ravina leRavashi, v'ha'amar Rava. Ravina said to Ravashi, didn't Rava say lo Rabbi Yossi sabuk Rabbi Kiva, v'lo Rabbi Kiva sabuk Rabbi Yossi? But didn't Rava say that neither of them hold like each other? Just seemingly, right? It seems if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi's makor, Rabbi Yossi's source, is that food and liquid can be metame each other, right? Not the same, but different, meaning food can be metame liquid, liquid can be metame food, that seems to imply, right, that the sheni can then give me a shlishi. And that seems to be Rabbi Akiva's shita. But here Rava is saying that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi for a different halacha that we're about to quote in a minute. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi said back to Ravina, Rabbi Yossi, b'shita is Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra, yeah, no, enechonami, Rabbi Yossi was quoting Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, but, or in the Mishnah, Braisa, what do we have here? Tosefta, he says over here, and okay, on top of Tesvavo and Aleph, Valelo Svirle, but he doesn't actually hold like him. So now let's just explain. I'm the Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. So Mishlam, the Rav Yossi, lives somewhere like Rabbi Akiva. I get it. Remember that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, like Willem Tarbaisa. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Menayin the Reviva Kodeshu Puzzle. How do you know that a Kodesh can become a Revi and it's Puzzle, meaning it doesn't further transmit Tumah? V'dinu, because it's a Kal V'chomer. Ma Mechusir Kippurim, Shemoter B'Truma, Puzzle B'Kodesh. A Mechusir Kippurim, someone who needs to bring a korban after their 7-day tumah period is over. There are only four cases of someone who needs to bring a korban after they go to the mikvah and the sun goes down. Right, we explained, I'm not sure at the beginning of these dapim, but definitely within this, the daf yomi, so I think in these dapim, no, I don't remember. Either way, a mechuzer kippurim is like this, that usually there's a series of things that someone has to do to become tahor. At the end of the process, you have to go to the mikvah, right? Okay. You have to wait for sundown. That's called Herev Shemesh. And someone who has gone to the mikvah already, but is waiting for sundown, is called a Tvul Yom. Okay, and that person is still Tamei. It will still contaminate things on a Sheni level, Midaraisa. And then there are a few cases, a Zav, a Zava, a Yuledis, and a Metzora, who need to therefore bring a Korban the following morning. Someone who is still waiting to bring the Korban, but they have already gone to the mikvah and have had sundown, meaning, let's say, I don't know, it's 3 in the morning, or it's 8 in the morning, and you're still waiting to bring the Korban, that's something called a Mechusar Kippurim. He literally means he is missing atonement, right? He's waiting for the Korban. So he still has some sort of Tuma status, right? So he's not able, right? He's possible by Kodesh, but he's going to mess up. He's not able to eat Kachim, meaning Mechuz Gepurim is, but he is allowed to eat Truma, meaning he's allowed to eat Truma, which i.e. gets up to a Shlishi, but he's not allowed to eat Kachim, i.e. which gets up to a Revi. So a Shlishi should possible by Truma, someone who is a Shlishi the Tuma who cannot eat Truma, right? Inu Dinche Yasa Revi, but Kodesh certainly is going to make something a Revi. Right, if you tell me that a Mechusar Kippurim who is allowed to eat Truma will not, and cannot eat Kachim, meaning he will make something that he touches a Revi, so certainly someone who is a Shlishi who cannot eat truma, also will turn something into revi. That's how you know menayin the revi b'kodesh hu posel. That's how you know that a revi is posel. Meaning, that's how. Sorry, I explained the question a little bit poorly. That's how you know that kachim goes up to a revi. And therefore, if you touch a shlishi, right, then the kachim is no good. So that's how you know that a shlishi can make something a revi. For the manu shlishi b'kodesh min haTorah, and we know already the concept of a shlishi. That's already in the Torah. Revi min kal v'chomer, and we know that a revi is no good through the kal v'chomer that we just quoted. So shlishi min haTorah, what is that? What pasuk is that? The pasuk says about basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yechel. Any meat that touches something tamei, right, shouldn't be eaten. Miloskina benaga b'sheni, right? It must be that you're talking about a sheni, right? Why are you necessarily talking about a sheni? Because as Rashi says, the hasheni nikra tamei, right? Because a sheni is called tamei somewhere else in the pasuk. All right, again, that's by the case of where you have a kli that a sheretz fell into, right? So the pasuk says that it is tamei. Right, yitzma. Right, it will be tamei, meaning, and therefore anything inside of the kli is also tamei. That anything inside of the kli, right, sheretz is an av. The kli is a rishon, and then anything else inside of the kli is going to be a sheni. So that's going to be tamei. That's yitzma. So therefore, we know that a sheni is called tamei in other places. This is b'chol tamei lo yechel. That's anything that's tamei, implying that that's talking about a sheni. So therefore, a sheni makes a shlishi. Initially, she is possible for truma and revi mikal v'chomer. And revi is the kal v'chomer that we said before. Kedah amrinan, like we just quoted before. And now here's the punchline: v'isal gadai dachsavik Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Yosi held a Rabbi Akiva that you can get chulin up to a shlishi, so nitin nami revi b'truma v'chamishi b'kodesh. So you should extend it one level further. Meaning truma and kachim are extended one level past the normal standard. Right, understanding of Tumah, right? Tumah can be an Avatumah, Rishon Sheni, that's it. Right, that's for Chulin, for regular food. Right, we extend it a little bit for Truma, then we extend it even further for Kachem. So if you tell me that you can get a Shlishi, if you tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva, you can get Chulin can be a Shlishi, so then it should extend to Revi and the Chamishi. But here we're telling me, Rabbi Yossi says clearly that it only goes up to Shlishi for Truma and Revi for kachim. So Rabbi Akiva, meaning Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So Ella Rabbi Akiva the subrek Rabbi Yossi minolin. So that how do you know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Meaning what Rabbi Yossi are we talking about? We're talking about that mechusar kippurim is the kal v'chomer that tells me that kachim is one step beyond truma. Meaning maybe how do you know that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that? So Amar Lai, so he said back to him, "Dulu l'shtamish tana v'dlisni revi b'truma v'chamishi b'kodesh," right? Because it is never mentioned. We've never said anything in the Gemara that says that there's a revi and a chamishi v'neima Rabbi Akiva. I mean, at no point do we suggest that maybe this extends to revi and chamishi and say that's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Right? It never mentions that throughout Shas. Not that I don't know that. That's the Gemara saying. I don't know. The Gemara never mentions it, so it must not be true. So what are you talking about? I don't know. That's your basis. You can rely on that. Right? We never mentioned it. Why don't we mention it right here? Maybe this is where did you get that from? So meaning that just omission doesn't seem to be the greatest proof in the world. So Nafag Rav Ashi, sort of Ashi went v'itim Rav Kahana, and some people say it was Rav Kahana. Nafag Dok ve'eshkach, and he went out and he tried to figure it out. Meaning what you need an actual proof that just omission is not a good proof. And he found the following. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah Zilcha Giga. And again, the Mishnah there is talking about a bunch of different cases where kachim is higher level, not higher level, but like more can be more tamei or more susceptible to tumah than truma. So the Mishnah says a kli mitzarif es mashu b'socho. A kli is going to combine things inside of it. Meaning, if you have different pieces of food of kachim, this is the concept called tziruf, that they could combine. To mess things up, to make them tummy, even though they're not necessarily touching. So the Mishnah says a kli mitzaref is mashu b'tocho. A kli will combine the items. Right? Maybe you need to be needs to be a certain shear, etc. It'll combine the items, and then everything will be tameh inside of the kli. Lakodesh aval lo b'truma. This is only true for kachim, but not for truma. V'arivim lakodesh poso. And so also meaning what does kachim have more than truma? So it has a level of arivim. You can get that far. V'ashlishi b'truma. Well, truma only gets to a shlishi. And this is Rabbi Akiva's shita. Right? This is how they taught this, based on Rabbi Akiva's teaching. Right? It's not again. What did we just say? We said that a kachim goes to Ravi and the truma goes to a shlishi. So you see that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi that you would extend right truma and kachim one past the chulin level. It's not like the other Mishnah. Hosi Rabbi Akiva solus makatoris v'alavon v'agicholim. Rabbi Akiva said that all of those things, I mean, those are items that are offered on the Mizbeach, usually found with the Ketores, meaning you have flour, you have Ketores, you have Lavon is like, I think they translate as frankincense. Again, it's just part of the Ketores. Gechalim and coals. So all those, im naga tvul yom b'mitzosim puzzle is kulam. If a tvul yom, again, as we pointed out, someone who went to the mikveh but's waiting for sundown, so if he touched them, so then they're messed up. Then they're all tame. Everything combined. Meaning everything is one unit. So apparently, you see that, meaning again, this is what we started with, that a kli combines all of the items that are inside of it. So this is Rabbi Akiva Shita, this is Rabbi Akiva said, that all those things combine together. So you see that the previous Mishnah is also Rabbi Akiva. Well, the previous Mishnah also said that, only said that Truma goes to Shlishi, and Kachim go to a Ravi. So you see that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi at all. Sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit again, obviously. Ravi in Chamishi lo, Shlishi in Ravi ilo. And you see that, right, so that's how we know that Rabbi Akiva is not in line with Rabbi Yossi. Okay, fine. So Alma Kasavar Tsiruf Derabban. So apparently, what do you see? That again, and now then we're going to just talk about Tzira for a second. This concept of that you combine everything that's inside of a kli. Apparently, you see that that's the Rabban. Because what are the items that they listed? Right, the items he listed solas. Okay, that's food that can become tame. But you're talking about coals. Right, coals are not mekabel tuma necessarily. Meaning different not midaraisa. They're not. It's not food. It's not kalim. It's not really anything. So it can only be mid the Rabbanan that the tuma is there. So if you're telling me that tziruf is going to combine them to all become tame, so the whole concept of tziruf must be the Rabbanan. Upligid Rabbi Chanan, and that's against Rabbi Chanan, Damar tziruf deraisa, who says that the whole concept of combining items within one kli to become tame together, that's deraisa. Shemar as pasuk says kafa chasas razuham milar katoras, right? Famous pasuk that we everybody knows by heart because of the kriya satora for Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Chodesh. No, not for Rosh Chodesh. What am I talking about? Coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Kriya. With the Nisim. Right, hey. See, there's where my head is at. Hey, tomorrow, the first day of Hanukkah, Baruch Hashem, we're going to read this pasuk. Right, the Kavacha, Azaz Razahav, and the Akatoras, right? You fly through it with Parshas Naso. So that, again, what's the point here, though? Hakasuv Asa Kol Mashu Bekaf Achas. Right, Kafa, what does that mean? It means one spoon filled with the, you know, weight that weighs 10 gold. Or 10 shekel, really. I think it's... Oh, it's Zahav, I guess 10 gold. Either way, whatever it is. I mean, it's all... Everything inside of the kaf, everything inside of the spoon is considered to be achas. Right? Obviously, you didn't need to say kaf achas. You could just said kaf. Asura Zahav Malayakadoras. So since the fact that you have a kaf achas, one spoon, everything inside the spoon is one. Right? Talking about the Katoras, right? You combine those items. Okay. Fine. Tzadha, so we all learned in a Mishnah. Al machat sheninzeis bebasar. This is a little bit off topic, but, you know, okay. Either way, this happens to be, if you look at the Mishnah is in Edios. This is actually part of Rebbe Chanina Sgan Kohanim. Right? He said this in Edios. So I guess that's Mishnah, the relationship to what we have over here. But either way, he said, let's say you find a needle in meat. Right? I don't know. You shech the cow, and all of a sudden you're going through the stomach, and there's a needle in there. So, and you're concerned that maybe the needle was tame. So shasakin vayadayim tahoros, the shechita knife and the hands that were touching, obviously the meat or whatever, that's tahor. Vabasar tameh, but the meat is tameh, and we're gonna figure out. The Gemara will explain exactly what's going on. Nimtzis b'feresh, but if you find the needle in the animal's excrement or feces or whatever, it's not a kol tahor. Then everything is tahor. And again, simply because live animals that are not mekabel tumah, and so you know, if obviously the needle passed through the animal, right, and when it died, even if it went to the bathroom, as sometimes living things do when they die, so stomach was already coming out. It didn't touch the meat that you're going to be dealing with, right? You're eating the rectum, right, of the cow, I would imagine. So either way, so in that case, everything is tahor. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "Zachinu she'in tumah shadayim b'mikdash." Baruch Hashem, we're zocha that the Chazal were not gozer durabanan of tumah shadayim, right, in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, again, the Chazal were gozer durabanan because tumah durabanan by yadayim, by hands, because yadayim is kanyo saying, because people kind of like lose track of their hands; they're kind of going all over the place. So we don't want them people to treat truma and kudshim inappropriately, so Chazal will go there that the Yadayim have the hands of a Sheni, right? And then, that's why we wash our hands before we eat bread, etc. So, but that didn't apply to Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Rabbi Kiva was saying, that Baruch Hashem, that we didn't have that, because obviously there are a lot of people handling meat, etc., etc., in the Beis HaMikdash, right? We didn't want to increase the amount of Tumah that existed. So the Gemara just asks, why didn't Rabbi Kiva mention that the Kalim don't exist in the Beis HaMikdash? Meaning, because what do we say over here? Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim said, in our case, right, the hands and the knife are Tahor. And Rabbi Kiva was like, Baruch Hashem, right? We don't have a Gzeira of Tumah, they're abundant on hands. Well, what about the knife, right? Why don't you mention anything about the kelim? So I'm Rav Yehuda, Marav, right? V'itim Rav Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Yadayim Kodim Gzeres Kelim Nishnu. Okay, simply because there was a Gzera on the hands was before a Gzera that was on utensils. Right, okay, fine. So where it says, Amar Rava, Rava says, well, Vatar Vaya Bobayom Gazru. Now, just take a step back, as Rashi points out over here, that the gzera on Yadayim was, this is a great Gemara in Shabbos, towards the beginning of Shabbos, that Shlomo HaMelech said that people who didn't wash hands are tameh, tameh, they're a sheni for they're definitely tameh. I forget which level of tumah. I forget which level of tumah. Maybe it's here in Rashi. I don't want to go. But either way, Shlomo HaMelech was gozer that the hands had a level of tumah without washing them, and kalim, that was already much later. That was already much later. Again, that was if you remember in the beginning of Shabbos, right? They looked around the Beis Medrash and Shammai and Hillel. They saw all of a sudden there was so many people in the Beis Medrash that were in Beis Shammai camp. So they took all of these votes. Right? That's called the 18. What is it called? The Shmonas or Gzeros or whatever. They basically voted on 18 halachos. And since the Beis Shammai outnumbered the Beis Hillel, so they made all these halachos. That's the beginning of the Masechta. So meaning it must be that. That they still even after that gzera of Shlomo HaMelech when he made the gzera about hands, mistava that didn't apply to the Beis HaMikdash. Mistava didn't apply to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Rabbi Akiva was saying, that Baruch Hashem, there is no gzera on tameh hands in the Beis HaMikdash. Now over here, right, and that's what they answered, that the gzera on washing your hands was before the gzera of Caleb. That they say that kelim that were metame if they by touching liquid, so then they themselves became tame. Right, again, we said that midaraisa liquid cannot be metame kelim. Excuse me, but they decided that midarabanan that liquid that was tame would be metame kelim. That was one of the 18 things that they voted up between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, one second. What do you mean? Both of them were gozer on the same day. Both of them were gozer on the same day. Well, let's just read a little further. The Tzadik learned in the Mishnah. that they made these extra xeros to consider liquids and hands and kalim and stuff like that. Well, you'll see. I guess that's not as the Mishnah says. A sefer, right? Sfarim, v'yadayim, etful yom, v'ochlim, v'kalim, shnitim, v'mashkim, and also food and kalim that were that touched liquid that was tameh. But all those were gozer. There were gozer that as part of one of the 18 things that they voted on. So what we're saying is that even though Shlomo HaMelech made this whole din of Tumah on Yadayim, so that they were gozer that Tumas Yadayim. One second, what's the pshat here? What is Rav saying back? Because it really was Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, sorry. Yeah, so meaning Shlomo HaMelech said that hands are tamei in terms of kachim, and the gzira that we're talking about that happened on the same day in terms of hands and kalim. That's when Rava says back to him that Chazal extended that to include truma as well. So that did happen. Those things happened on the same day. And that's what we're talking about. A sefer sfarim. If you remember, we mentioned also in the Gemara and Shabbos over there says that people used to put truma with sfarim. Just to keep them in a safe place, and the animals used to get to the truma, and they would wreck the svarim. So they were gozer that svarim, like Sefer Torah and Sefer Nach, etc., had truma midirabanan. So and hands as well. Tful yom. Now tful yom is actually daraisa, but he is a sheni, so it's kind of lumped in there with all these shenis. But he's really not. That's not really a gzera. That's a din daraisa. Va'uchlan bakin l'shnitu b'mashkim. And there also goes there. Liquids should be metame, kalim, and other food. So it was done on the same day. I mean, so why didn't Rabbi Akiva, back to the original question, why didn't Rabbi Akiva say, thank God there's no dirabanan tuma on hands or kalim in the Beis HaMikdash? Because again, Rabbi Chanina Sekhana Kohanim just mentioned, right, that the hands and the knife are tahor. So Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says, hanach l'tuma, tuma sakin. Leave the knife aside. Because even if the animal in question was not a korban, but it was just regular chulin, regular shkita, the knife wouldn't be an issue as well. Because what's the case here? Ha'isakin denagu b'mai. What's the knife touching? Right? Ilim denagu b'baser. Obviously, the knife shechted the cow, so it's touching the meat. So in ochel matame kli. Well, the meat cannot be metame the knife because food is not metame kalim. Right, ve'ela denaga b'machab. If you touch the needle, right, by accident, somehow you stuck the knife all the way in and touched the needle. Well, ain kli metame kli. Right, a kli cannot be metame a kli either. So that was never up for debate. Right, that was just mentioned by Rabbi Chanina parenthetically, but that was never an issue. As Rabbi Kiva just said, oh, thank God that the tuma of Yadayim is not in the Beis HaMikdash. But so Gemara says, okay, but the high machet mayavinte. What was this needle? What's going on here, right? With the needle, in name a suffik machet. If you'll tell me it's a suffik, whether the needle itself is tamei, right? You don't know where it was, right? We just assume it was tamei, right? Misafik. V'haytamari was said. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar lo gazru al suffik arukin b'Yerushalayim. V'chad amar lo gazru al suffik kelim shebirushalayim. So one of them said, and this is not really relevant for us, but one of them said that there was no there was no gzera of chachamim that any random spit that you would find in Yerushalayim should be tame. The spit of a zav is an avatuma. So maybe the spit or the saliva that you see on the floor should be considered tame misafik. So one of them said, we don't do that. We don't say that random spit and saliva that you find is tame. The other one said, which is chashuv for us, is that we don't just assume that kalim that you find are tamei midrabanan. They were tamei outside Yerushalayim, but inside Yerushalayim, they assume that people were careful about tomatara. So therefore, it can't be a case where this needle is, the randomly, you don't know what it is, and therefore it's tamei misafik. So it must be actually tamei. So what's the case? Some Rav Yudah Marav, kigon yishe avdolo macha tamei mes, v'akira babasar. The guy lost a needle that was tummy mace. I guess it was stuck in a dead body or whatever it was. And then he lost it. And then he looked at it, like, he shucked at the cow. He's like, oh, that's where my needle went. Right? The cow ate it. So that is metame. Now the needle is an avatuma, so that's why it was metame the meat. That's one option. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin, Amar, Yigoshayza parachasuma uva mechutz la Yerushalayim. So no, it could be that the cow was muzzled while it was traveling, and it was brought outside Yerushalayim, where we said that the suffolk needle is tame, and therefore, we assume that it must have eaten it before it got to Yerushalayim. And that's how we know, and that's the case of the needle, that it is tame misofik. Right? Again, we rejected that possibility earlier because we assumed that the cow was in Yerushalayim, right? It's kutchim, so it's being shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, but we assume that no, the second possibility, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avin, is that simply it ate the needle outside Yerushalayim, and that's why the needle was sofik tame. Okay, Gufa, let's go back to something. Let's do a little more. We're not going to do so much more, but because there's let's go back there. Gufa, the Gemara said earlier, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Lo Gazru, Safek Karo Kan Bishalayim, Chad Amar Lo Gazru, Safek Kelim Shu Bishalayim. Right, we said we had two dinim before that, first of all, they were not Gozer, that random spit and saliva that you find in Yerushalayim is Tameh. They were also not Gozer, the same about Kelim, that a random Kli that you find in Yerushalayim is Tameh. So Gemara says, Rokin Tanina, Kelim Tanina. Right? Both of these halachas were taught to us already. Right? Why do you need to tell me this? Right? Rokin Tanina, Tetan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Kala Rokin Shanim Tan, Yerushalayim Taurin, Chutz Mishal Shuka Elyon. Right? Any spit or saliva that you find in Yerushalayim is Tahar, except for the spit and the upper Shuk in the higher marketplace, because that was the marketplace for people who were Zavin. That was a specific, it was set up right in a place where you have to worry about Tumantara. Right now we can kind of appreciate a little bit with the quarantines and understanding, you have like a Corona hotel. So they had a Zav marketplace. Zavim need to have food also, right? And they can't go near everybody else because Yerushalayim, they were so concerned about Tumantara. Right? Zav, even a spit, right? Even their saliva is Tameh, is an Avatoma, right? It's the highest form of Toma. They need to be secluded in their own marketplace. So only the spit that you find there in that marketplace, Mistama, is Tameh, right? So you don't need to tell me that. So the Gemara says, Latsricha, Afagav, Ditzchazik Zav. Right? So the only thing that one of these Rabbanim were telling us is because it is a case where even if you know that a Zav walked down this street and now you find some spit, even in that case you don't have to assume that it came from the Zav and it's still Sveik Otahar. Okay, what about the second one? Kalim Tanina, we already learned that Kalim are not Tame if they're found randomly in Yerushalayim. But did not, like we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Kalim Hanim Tame Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida Leves Tefillah, if you find all the Kalim that in Yerushalayim, that if they're on their way down to a mikvah, Tame, then they're Tame. But on anywhere else, they are Tahar. Right? Hada'ama Taharin, anywhere else, they're going to be Tahar. So the Gemara says, so why do you need to tell me that all random kelim are tahor? So Gemara says, "L'tameich." According to that, well, ema seifa. What about the second part of the Mishnah? Derech aliyah tahorin. Any kelim you find on the way up from a mikvah are presumed to be tahor. By hada'am and tameyim, that implying that anywhere else, right, they're going to be tameh. Right, so it's ela risha dafka v'seifa laf dafka. So what he's coming to teach me is that the risha is specific, meaning the implication that you learn from the Reisha that Kalim are Tame on the way down to the Mikvah and nowhere else, that's a good implication. But the Seifa is not a good implication. Meaning you don't need to know. Meaning don't assume that Kalim that are found on the way up from a Mikvah and Tahor and everywhere else, they're considered to be Tame. Right? Rather, what is that Seifa coming to do? That's lafuke gezaisa. That's to exclude the case of the back alleys that are next to the mikvah. Right? If you find a kli there, then they're tame. But nowhere else in the city is going to be tame. And that's what that Amora was saying, whichever one it was, right? They said the chadamar v'chadamar. So whichever Amora it was, that's what he was coming to teach me, that that's how you have to learn the Mishnah, that the Risha is dafka and the Seifa is lav dafka. Okay, we're going to stop over here because this discussion is going to take us on to Ahmed Aleph. Yeah, okay. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.